I want just response from these criticisms about these elephants coming. Bob Barker has said that it's cold, it's Tornado Alley. What are your responses to that?
Well, you know, I don't think I would respond to what some of the critics are saying. I think what's most important is that our zoo and the Woodland Park Zoo are accredited zoos and aquariums. We belong to the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. And this move is based on science and doing the right thing for the elephants. And there's been a lot of research done, and I would stand by, you know, what we're thinking about doing. When you have these two elephants, and if you're going to phase out your elephant program because you're not able to provide more space for a bigger herd, you know, these elephants had great care. I was just there in March and visited with our animal curator. Our keepers have been there. I've had colleagues at the Woodland Park Zoo for a long time, and I've been in this field for over 20 years. And they did a great job. But we're trying to move toward providing multi-generational herds that will be great for the well-being of the animals. And unfortunately, sometimes passion can get in the way of what's right. And we're passionate at the zoo. We're extremely passionate. No one cares about animals more than zoo and aquarium professionals. They just don't, and to the level that we do. And so we're looking at this from what's best for the elephants, what's best for our elephants, and what's going to make sense for elephants in the wild and in the future. That's what this is all about. We've got to be able to connect people with these animals. They're not going to be around if we don't. And that's what we're about. This is not about profit. This is not anything about anything other than doing what's right for the elephants and what's right for the animals. And we respect that people have differing opinions, but we want them to base it on real science and what really matters.
How long have elephants been at the zoo? Do you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Judy and I remember some of the most famous elephants I know came from our Oklahoma City.
Right. Now, Judy, you know, came to the zoo in 1949, and she was the matriarch of the zoo. But there were some elephants before that. So we've had elephants at the zoo for a long time. Granted, it took around the 70s for zoos to evolve. This isn't so much about come and look at an animal in a more sterile environment. This is about creating the best possible habitat that you can with an enriching environment for them, from state-of-the-art healthcare, where we collaborate with other professionals, even in the human medical field, to taking care of all of their needs mentally, socially, physically. That's so important to us, and we keep evolving in that direction and working for the best. When people suggest that we release animals into the wild, what they need to understand is the wild is no longer there. It's disappearing. And we're trying to help the animals that are actually in the wild. We're trying to work with communities from Sumatra and Indonesia and Africa to do what we can. And the zoo supports a lot of conservation programs. Now, when you say we're an entertainment location, yes, we want people to come and have fun, because when they have fun, they're committed to the care, but only when it's done well. And first and foremost, it's about health and safety for our animals, our staff, and our visitors. And that's what it's all about.